We now welcome onto the call the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Another exciting Saturday for you and your guys, but a four straight win, 38-31 over UAlbany. What did you like about the way your team played?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Yeah, what did you like about the way your team played Saturday?
Well, I thought we battled. We played hard. The game really unfolded just as I thought it might. The game was very typical of every game that we've ever played against Albany, going back to the NEC days. It was a physical game. It was back and forth. Both teams had opportunities to make plays and did make plays. But I was just happy that we were able to make some big plays on offense that kind of ignited us and got us on the scoreboard. And defensively, we weren't very consistent, but we made some opportune stops at critical points in the game, the end of the game, down on the goal line, creating a turnover, things like that helped put the ball back in our offense's hands. But I was really happy with the way our guys attacked it and played hard throughout the entire game.
In those first two losses, you guys start 0-2. You had certainly opportunities in both of those games where it kind of got away in the fourth quarter. Now you guys have closed out some games and won some games in the fourth quarter. What's been the difference from the first couple of weeks to this four-game winning streak?
Well, honestly, I think that, you know, this year being our first in the conference, every week is a learning experience. And we're just trying, you know, I think we're still in some areas trying to find out who we are and what we can do. But I think that, you know, coming away from those two games, our team was very confident. They knew that we had put ourselves in position to win, but we didn't close them out and we didn't win. And we made a concentrated effort, both physically and mentally, that when we get in that situation again, we have to be able to finish the game. And I think that's kind of the mindset that runs through our entire team right now on both sides of the ball. We've got to be able to finish.
Question this morning from Larry Mahoney. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Larry.
Good. Well, have a safe trip up here. Don't hit any animals larger than the vehicle.
Got it.
Just thoughts on Maine coming up here, coming up for homecoming. Of course, they got their first win. You guys have been playing some terrific offensive football. What do you look for up here? What kind of game and what are your points of emphasis? Thank you.
You know, we haven't played Maine in a number of years. I think the last time we played them might have been 2007 or 2008. But just watching them play, they run the ball extremely well. They're a very physical team. They have a terrific offensive line. I think, you know, when they've had a couple of different guys playing, but they're big, they're strong, they're physical. And then when you add the tight end into that, he does a terrific job in the run game, and he's a mismatch problem on the perimeter. I like what their quarterback does. He's a competitor. He's a tough, physical kid. He's able to deliver the ball. And they've got a number of running backs that they have used, and they're all productive for him. I think they play very, very hard as a team. They're a very physical team. And I think what you see from them on the defensive side is especially in this last game, they started creating turnovers. They had what I believe was three interceptions in the Hampton game. They're shutting down the other team's offense. They're giving the ball back to their own offense, and they're very stout up front in their front seven.
Kevin, you mentioned the defense. When you just look at the numbers, you see 500 yards allowed. You know, certainly that doesn't please you. But they came, as you touched on, some huge plays. There's two fourth and ones. The fourth and one that then Owen turns around and goes 99 the other way and turns the game. And then the fourth and one right before halftime where you hold them to a field goal. How huge momentum-wise were those plays?
I think they were both big momentum plays, Rob. You know, at that point in the game, talking about the half, you know, Albany had really kind of taken momentum. They started with the momentum. They intercepted our first offensive possession, took that down to take a 7-0 lead in the first quarter. We came back and put some points on the board. Then the momentum was shifting back their way at the end of the second quarter. And knowing that they were going to get the ball to start the second half, I think it was really important that we keep them out of the end zone right before halftime there. Fortunately, we were able to get a stop and they kicked the field goal. And then they did come out and as we were afraid of, they did drive the ball to start the second half. So, you know, that's an area where we've got to get better on defense. I'm happy with the big plays that we made and the key stops, but we have to become more consistent as a defensive unit.
Offensively, it seems like we're Jaden once again, a 75-yard burst there in the first quarter, and then Owen's big play. As an offense, I know you can't dial those up, but being week after week getting those big plays, how rewarding is that for your offense?
Well, I mean, it certainly ignites us as an offense. It ignites our team. You know, Jaden is a very patient back. He takes his time. He doesn't rush things, and he's got very good vision. Once he makes a decision, though, he has the ability to really accelerate. And that's really, I think, his greatest asset is his acceleration. And he can get to the third level in a hurry once he's through the line of scrimmage, and then it becomes a race. And I've got to give credit to our receivers. I think their downfield blocking has been very good. They're expecting him to break plays every time he carries the ball. So they're working really hard downfield to make their blocks as well.
We didn't have a chance to talk to him about him last week, but speaking of receivers, two back-to-back 100-plus yard games for Dymaire Miller. I know he missed a couple of games early. What does he bring to your offense when he's playing the way he's played the last few weeks?
He brings a big play capability. He's able to get chunks of yards at a time. You know, going into the season, we felt very good about Dymaire. He got hurt in the first quarter of the first game and then missed, I think, 2 weeks there. And then came back in the last 2 weeks. He's really kind of showing what he can do and demonstrating what he can do. And I think if we can have that explosiveness on the outside at the receiver position, and then combine that with some explosiveness from the running back position, and Tony's ability to manage the game and deliver the ball where it needs to go, we become a pretty dynamic offense.
Mike Reed gets conference honors this week. 9 tackles, broke up 3 passes, none bigger than the play at the end. Maybe just talk about his performance. And he's had forced a couple turnovers the week before for you, so just talk about his performances.
You know, Mike's been very consistent for us on the defensive side of the ball. He's our most consistent performer in the defensive secondary. And as you said, Rob, he has that knack for making key plays, forcing a fumble a week ago, which was purely a hustle play on his part. Made a couple of big pass breakups in Saturday's game. Obviously, the last play of the game being a very, very big one, but he had others before that. He's just a very competitive person. He takes the game seriously, and he really prepares himself each and every day to go out and play on Saturday.
One of the things that jumped out, and I know you're not trading these quick touchdowns for anything in the world, but Albany controlled the ball for 36 minutes. Is sometimes the fact that your offense is scoring so quickly, putting, you know, maybe your defense is out there a long time. Are they, do you find them wearing down because of that a little bit?
Well, we're just going to have to learn to like that, I hope, on the defensive side. I mean, that's one of those things you're not going to say, you know, hey, let's not score and let's take our time so the defense can rest. You know, they've got to hold up their end of the bargain, too.
No worries.
Yeah. And then before I let you go, just you talked about Maine a little bit and the challenges of going up there. Joe Fagliano, their quarterback, has been there for a while. You certainly have a veteran quarterback. What impressions do you about what you've seen from him a little bit on film?
Well, he's a big, strong kid. He's very physical. He is, you know, truly has the ability to hurt you, not just throwing the ball, which he does very well, but he's running the ball very effectively right now. And you know, we've had trouble in some of our games this year keeping the quarterback in the pocket. That's something that against a guy like him, we're going to have to do a much better job of, be much more consistent in that area. And we've got to be ready for the runs that he takes because he gets positive yardage on all of them. He's a good, big, strong downhill runner.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time today. Safe travels to Maine, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.